Yeah, there are a lot of potential tourist areas that we have not yet exploited. And I think with the presence of the tourist board, allocation of the space is just to work collaboratively with them so that we can exploit those other areas that have not yet been developed. Outside that, we'll be thinking of making the municipality more tourist attractive. More especially, we're talking about a place we want to name it as the resistance space, which was used in terms of the natives being resistant to the slave raiders who picked on to slaves and then send them down south. From our side, I will be looking at areas like Tono Irrigation where we can possibly see if we can even create an artificial beach space and then, you know, get some speedboats and other things so that people can use it for recreational or holiday purposes. With the presence of the tourist board, we'll work and see how best we can make all those areas viable for the municipality.
How will you describe the sector's contribution to revenue generation in the municipality?
For now, we are not picking any revenue, and that is the main reason why we want to now exploit those areas and then make sure that they are viable so that people can really patronize them and then we can pick some kind of revenue from those areas that we are trying to exploit now.
Do you have any other tourist sites apart from these?
Yeah, there is quite a lot of them. We have a few caves around. Then we have some hills around. We have some rivers and groves around. All these are yet to be tapped into the tourist area, and I think that will help us a lot.
How is the road network linking to these tourist sites that you mentioned?
Yeah, our road network is really not the best for now, simply because we, even though we have raised the status of a municipality for 2 years running now, we are not on the urban ground as a municipality. That's some shortfall in revenue in terms of construction works. But I hope this year likely to be the possibility of support from other sources to make sure that we get our routes running. The interesting thing is that we've also created an office space for the urban roads department, and they will also be occupying their office space. So once they are in within the municipality, we'll be able to make our roads transportable and really comfortable for tourists to move in and out of the interest areas.
One of the challenges is community members' involvement in revenue generation when it comes to tourist sites. How are you going to handle this problem in your municipality?
I think it is something that I've really personally experienced in Paga area, where we have the crocodile pond, and actually a lot of those things have been run by the locals in there. I think maybe normally the entry to the communities is a challenge. If you're able to have a good entry plan where you sensitize the people, create the awareness, and then you sit to dialogue with them and let them understand why you are moving into those communities, I think you can work collaboratively with them, and that will not be too much of a hindrance.